This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Doctors can't cure poverty, yet they confront its consequences on a daily basis in health conditions and detrimental behaviors that are increasingly being linked directly to deficits in education, nutrition, employment, and a host of interlocking social factors.
Medical care is the repair shop. That's what you want when you're sick. But medical care largely has very little influence on who gets sick in the first place. It's these powerful social factors like education, like your income, and whether you live in a healthy neighborhood that determine whether or not you get sick in the first place.
Dr. Paula Braveman is the director of the Center on Social Disparities in Health at UCSF. She was part of the panel earlier this week at the grand rounds of the Family Medicine Residency Program at Sutter Medical Center, where one of her key messages was the importance of speaking out on social issues and explaining that they have medical implications.
It's not the only argument that's going to determine whether the schools get enough funding, whether we get minimum wage legislation that gives people enough of an income to have a decent standard of living that's compatible with health. Health isn't going to be the only consideration, but it can tip the balance. And so I think that is the primary way that physicians can have an impact, is by speaking to the health consequences of the policies in the other sectors.
That idea got strong support from Dr. Mary Maddox Gonzalez, the head of the Sonoma County Department of Health Services.
We really do need to become more active in advocating for policies that improve educational levels and improve our economy, because this will translate very directly to improved health.
This sort of advocacy was also welcomed by Oscar Chavez, Executive Director of Community Action Partners of Sonoma County, the largest social service agency in the county. And he suggested that a focus on the health needs of young children should be a top priority.
Focusing on early intervention is the key. We know that from looking at our work in the area of early childhood education, that when we invest in the child, we also work with the family to ensure that they're on a plan for success. We know that when we address the prenatal issues, that we gain the benefit several years down the road. When we look at the oral health of children early on, we know that they have less dental problems in the years ahead of them. So focusing on prevention is going to be key if we want to turn this thing around.
Chavez also urged the room full of medical practitioners to be mindful of the positive influence they can offer to children, simply as a positive role model who takes an interest in them. Even a basic question like, would you like to be a doctor when you grow up, can sow a seed of never-before-considered possibilities.
Doctors are in a position where they influence. They're very trusted individuals, and having a personal connection with individuals is very important. Personally, you know, I had that very interaction with people who came into my life who talked to me about what are you going to do for the future, and I think that we need to be spending more time one-on-one with individuals and explore different career options or life options that they may want to pursue.
The linkage between poverty and health is becoming increasingly apparent to both the medical community and the general population, said Dr. Braveman. Now both groups must join forces to ensure that policymakers understand it as well. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.